In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have been able to experience in Äänekoskelle, in the fields of Liimattala, home services. We invited here. Everybody is welcome. Not everybody fitted here in the fields. Most of us, we do not even know how many have come through different channels to these services. God, our Heavenly Father, has blessed these services. We are on behalf of the organizers. I know many of those hands that have beforehand prayed on behalf of this. Now it has happened. We are thankful of this, of all of this. So that this could have been possible to organize to these fields, we have needed the permission of the owners of the property, not only their permission, but even their thank you to you. And to you, owner of this property, especially thanks to you that you gave a possibility for these services. Also, the population of this area have reacted in a very positive way, and the service guests have reacted in a very good way towards you. Thank you for this. The population of the village, we were able to go around these places to show them these organized things. And I have been able to see and hear that you have been. There have been messages that there have been those who have taken forth the gospel. The community of Konninkanka has been working with us, and we are thankful that we have been able to been here, and you have been helping the organization of these services. Then this special matter that we who want security and are living possibly in the most secure country in the world, the city of Äänekoski and Lauka, Evira, the hospital of Äänekoski, the police, the ministers and authorities, their help. Their very helpful hands have been very good. Thank you for this. Also, the congregation of Äänekoski has given their help for the organization of these summer services. On Saturday, we organized the Holy Communion. The congregation of the Church of Äänekoski gave the possibilities for this communion. The RY of Äänekoski has carried the head responsibility as a jurist. Responsible, and those 12 other RYs that have been responsible, thank you for this. Bring your greetings to the RYs. The SRK, its board, and its work committee, you have made this possible by supporting this organization, all of us in this work. God will earlier summer services of Pori and Tornio have given much help when we began 3 years ago the organization of these services in this area. You have been supporting us, and in this way we want to support you in Muhos, who are organizing the services in Muhos, and in the future in Reiservi. Turn to our side if need be. All those in the committees, responsible members, those who have done work, volunteer work, carried that workload, a warm thanks to your work. Even this, God has promised to bless this work of love. You guest, service guest here, who are here now and who have been here, and even you there in different channels, you were our invited guest. Thank you for coming and for listening. The central matter of God's word, thy sins are forgiven thee. To the Almighty Triune God, we give the highest thanks for these services. This together built city will soon be taken down. We do not have a everlasting city here. After these words, I will read three verses from the book of Jesaja for a small moment of look at the Zion, our festive country. Your eyes will see the fort of Jerusalem that will not be taken away, which ropes will never be torn, for the Lord will be strong there with us, and there will be wide currents. A ship cannot sail there, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our teacher. Lord is our King. He will help us. Even though this summer service tent and this summer service city that has been constructed together, to where we have invited everyone and where we have said that it is easy to come here, and we can conclude that it is easy to come here, and that it was easy to be here. We tried to take into consideration, especially families of children and elders, and we did not forget you, you service guest, you youth, you mother or father, you older one, you individual, and so forth. But when the apostle advises us to look at Zion, then in front of our eyes, he wants to leave that picture that there, that a prophet looks with the eyes of faith, that which John also looked at the Patmos. I see New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, which is prepared by God, which is as beautiful as a wife to his husband. And God will live in the midst of them, and they are his nation. These beautiful constructions, this service tent, it will be brought away. This is temporal. Even though this is very beautiful home for at the time of this services, but much, much more beautiful is that fort of God, in the midst of God, in the midst of the children of God. We earlier heard of this fort, which is the protection from hard weather on this endeavor. This fort of God, its foundations will never be taken up, for the Lord Jesus Christ has won that power, who would be breaking these ropes or these foundations. In other words, the power of the enemy of souls. We have a very secure to live here in the kingdom of God. At the matter of faith is on top of such a hard foundation today, and the Lord is strong in our midst. We have experienced in these services how God has, through his Holy Spirit, touched those who are do not partake of his grace with inviting love, that be diligent when you hear this invitation, make a repentance, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you will be able to own righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. There are wide currents. There you cannot sail with a ship. That current of grace, which has flowed even in these services, which flows from the throne of God and that shepherd. If you feel that you need to hear the gospel, my brother and sister, you can even now, with these words of our motto, and through them believe, thy sins are forgiven thee. In Jesus' holy name and precious redeeming blood, believe unto peace, freedom, and joy. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. And there, you who are carrying work, you who have done work on behalf of us service guests, you have not maybe been able to hear very much of the Word of the God. There you also have a possibility to now hear this word. You can also believe in the very same way as all of us, your sins, doubts, and temptations forgiven in Jesus' holy name and precious atoning blood. Be with a secure mind. God, the Heavenly Father, will bless your works of love. For our Lord is our judge, our teacher. He is our King. He will help us. This I could can leave you as a remembering sentence for you. He will help us and you in the coming summer services and in the life of us all, in that we can find security. As you, Muhos and Reisjärven believers, can take this word upon yourself. We have had good services here at these fields. I have been given personal greetings that people have enjoyed being here. It is not our works. We have only done that which we had to do. God blessed our work. Be for that reason with a secure mind. Even now God works in this way. And believe even those last temptations and sins forgiven. In Jesus' holy name and precious atoning blood, in Jesus' name your sins are forgiven. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe in this way together with you. Have a joyous home journey and heavenly journey, brothers and sisters. We will unite in thanks and prayer. Holy and righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, our words are not enough to tell of that which we feel. When you have blessed our services and our gathering here, we have heard and done that which we have been able to, and you have seen well or good to bless these services, and you have above all invited with your word those who do not partake of your faith to believe these simple words, thy sins are forgiven thee. You have guided these matters so that they have come to this good conclusion, that above all, the listener of the word has been able to focus on that most important word, matter, the word of God. Of all of this, we thank that we can live in such a beautiful and secure fatherland, where this kind of a gathering is this day possible. The authorities protect us with all possible laws that we can in peace and in security preach the word of God. We thank above all of the salvation work of your Son, that which you prepared through your Son. And most centrally and simply is said in our service motto. And we ask now, when these services are now ending, that you would still yet bless the work of your kingdom which is preached with the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you would invite those who do not partake of grace to own this portion of the child of God, and through which they will make it to the everlasting life once in heaven, that those grace children would nourish with that same gospel and would keep us simply in that childlike position until our last days. Protect and secure brothers and sisters their home journey, that accidents would not happen, that all would happen happily. Give also the next organization, the Brothers and Sisters of Muhos, the work of willing mind of working, when they begin the work of taking these services down, and allow people to be invited to the hearing of your word to Muhos. We leave all these matters and we leave all these matters in your graceful care, and we say, the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.